So now you know pretty much all there is to know about the strategies that we professional memory men and women employ to win competitions. Maybe you're thinking, perhaps you should enter yourself. Well, these days the sport of memory is growing into a bit of a serious business. The winner of the national champions of their own countries are guaranteed exposure on television and in magazines, and they do radio interviews as well. Some of them even have agents on tow. So, such is the competition these days that I now have to prepare and train harder. Not because my memory isn't working so well, it's just that the competition is getting stronger. And more countries are starting up their own championships, and so the best are sent to England to compete for the world title, which, I hasten to add, I intend to hang on to for quite some time. So as part of my training, I also look to my body, usually a couple of months before. Okay, here's an idea of the sort of training that I have to do. In 1991, all I had to do was take a week's vacation to practice for the World Memory Championships, which I won. However, in 2000, I had to devote the preceding 2 months leading up to the championships solely to training in order to give myself a chance of winning the title again. Now, such is the competition these days that increasingly I'm having to train for longer and harder. And during that tough memory training, this is a typical day's schedule. Okay, I wake up at 8 o'clock. Now, the first thing I do is try and recall the previous night's dreams. And I do this just to get my visualization going. 9 o'clock, I do 5 minutes physical warm-up exercises. 5 minutes past nine, I'll go for a 4 mile cross-country run. Then at 10 o'clock, I'll spend 10 minutes on a brainwave balancing machine. Now, this is sophisticated optical and acoustical equipment, which helps to balance my brain. 10:30, I'll have a light breakfast, but I'll also take a tablet of ginkgo biloba. Now, that helps to improve the circulation. Then at 11 o'clock, typically I'll memorize a 1,000-digit number. 11:30, I'm going to connect my brain up to an EEG at this time, and I perform about a one-hour biofeedback session. 12:30, do another half-hour EEG testing, and at the same time I practice visualization techniques and meditation as well. 1 o'clock, well, I have a bit of lunch, relaxation. 2 o'clock, I might go out and play a bit of golf, either a full round or just a quick half-round game. 6 o'clock, well, I have a glass of fresh orange juice. No alcohol throughout the 2 months of training. 7 o'clock, fast sprint, playing card memorization. In other words, I'll go through a deck of cards as fast as I can. 7, dinner. 8 o'clock, well, then I'll have about an hour's brain training with a virtual reality computer game. 9 o'clock, well, then I have a specially designed computer program which knocks out random decimals, random words, binary digits, and many more things. 10 o'clock, I'll relax, maybe watch a film, and then around about 1 o'clock in the morning, sweet dreams.